Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, My Bad. Are you familiar with the modern-day saying, My Bad? Perhaps you've even said these words. My bad is a half-hearted, flippant apology that rings hollow and lacks true sincerity. It has been defined as a way of admitting a mistake and apologizing for that mistake without actually apologizing. Why is it so hard to admit our mistakes? I wonder how many times we have inadvertently said, my bad, to God. I invite you to listen to more. Here is just one more definition of the phrase, my bad. I did something bad, and I recognize that I did something bad, but there's nothing that can be done for it now, and there is technically no reason to apologize for that error. So let's just assume that I won't do it again, get over it, and move on with our lives. So again, I ask you, why is it so hard to admit our sins and mistakes to others? Pride is the enemy that tells us to remain silent about our faults. This silence keeps us from making a true apology for our sins. It walls us in. We need to progress from the words, my bad, to the words, I'm truly sorry, please forgive me. The fact is, we learn from our mistakes. We gain wisdom from our screw-ups. Pope Francis once said that the place where we encounter the mercy of God is in our sins. Our inability to admit our faults makes it harder for us to grow as disciples of Christ. Failures can teach us in ways that successes cannot. Learning from our mistakes shapes us into better Christians. When we admit our weaknesses, we are at the same time admitting our dependence on our Savior. Admitting our sins publicly makes them easier to avoid the next time. Here are some wise words from Scripture. Proverbs 24:16 states, though the just fall seven times, they rise again. Daniel 11:35 states, some of those with insight shall stumble, so that they may be tested, refined, and purified until the end time, which is still appointed to come. James 3:2 states, for we all fall short in many respects. Psalm 145:15 states, the Lord supports all who are falling. Romans 3:23 states, all have sinned and are deprived of the glory of God. And 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 offers us this. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints, for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. My message today is straightforward. It is better to admit our faults and failings than to hide them. When we hide our sins, they fester and cause us to continue in our failings. When our sins are brought to the light of day, Christ forgives us, and the Christ in others can minister to us. James 5:16 states, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Allow me to share a few words from a prayer that is recited by Catholics at the beginning of each Mass. It is known as the penitential rite. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. The prayer concludes with each person asking Mary, the Mother of God, and the angels and the saints and everyone else gathered for Mass to pray to the Lord God for them. We would be wise to pray this prayer every day. In the television series Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck stars as Frank Reagan, the New York Police Commissioner and Patriarch of the Reagan clan, a multi-generational family of cops. In each week's episode, three generations of the family are shown gathering on Sunday for a family meal. In a recent episode, Commissioner Reagan told the family that he wanted to do something different. He told the family he wanted to go around the table and give everyone gathered the opportunity to describe three failures that they had had during the previous week. He told the family that it is through making mistakes that they grow and improve. I thought this idea was a gem. Perhaps we can all take this to heart, and when we gather as a family for Sunday dinner, or when we gather with a small group of our Christian friends, we can all address this topic. Describe three failures that you had during the week and discuss what you learned from each one. There is no place for the insincere apology, "my bad," in the vocabulary of a Christian. Instead, let's use the words of the repentant tax collector, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Now, will you please pray with me? Most Heavenly Father, please send forth your Holy Spirit to give me the courage to admit my sins and mistakes. Guide me and help me to learn and grow closer to you each time I fall. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.